I've never seen anything like that in 22 years of coaching and a lot of years of playing, but it's a little crazy to have a fan running and pushing your guys around on the game floor like that. Just never seen it. It's not, you don't really expect that, so a little different. They really didn't. I guess I probably should have run up into the fans and like started a fight. Maybe that's not a team. Maybe that's legal. But fans can run out and start one with a coach. So I got to learn the rules because I guess it's okay to run out on the floor, but you can't yell at the refs. It doesn't concern me. I mean, it's so rare. I mean, you would hope the security would be a little bit better to where a guy can't get down on the floor. But something unexpected like that, you know, the guy was wasted and, you know, in a different world. So it is what it is. I mean, you really can't control crazies. That's why they're crazy.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is Gib Arnold, who most of you, if I told you Gib Arnold's name, you wouldn't have known that he was the Hawaii coach. I certainly didn't. I don't even talk about Hawaii basketball.
Although, it'd be a great place to coach down Hawaii, wouldn't it?
There is no doubt. Last night, Hawaii on the road at Cal Santa Barbara, one of the most beautiful scenic campuses in all the land. I'm saying this from experience. Why I didn't go to school there, only because my parents wouldn't write the check for out-of-state tuition.
And grades.
I actually could have gotten in there, but that wasn't the issue.
I'm impressed.
They have a good broadcast school also, but it was like 17,000, and Iowa State was like a third of that. So,
who is angry in Santa Barbara? There's nothing to be angry about.
Drunken college kids who need to be put under the jail.
It's called bath salts.
There was an incident last night. The kid runs down the stairs during the game in a timeout while the coach was still arguing with the officials. He gets in the face of the coach. Now, the fact that none of his players jumped up and decked him like happened in Hoosiers amazes me because I'm sure that I would have. And frankly, yeah. I wish that they would have because that is one great way to get rid of fan behavior. What was the play in baseball where the guy got laid out? Or was it in football where the guy ran out on the field? And
it was against the Baltimore Colts. He stole the football. Mike Curtis, the linebacker, came and waylaid him.
That's what needs to happen.
Or this, Kermit Washington.
You know, there's a couple of things playing. There's a couple of things playing in there.
Poor Rudy.
If you saw the clip, the kid looks like he's strung out.
He does.
He looks like a crackhead. I don't know about you, but I'm still under the impression that if I touch a crackhead, I could get some kind of disease.
He was tweaking.
Okay.
Cracking on the blue meth.
You can't get stoned by osmosis.
So I'm very ignorant when it comes to any kind of health thing. So if I touch somebody with
We can see that. It's on your left hand.
He didn't have a bowl of tomato soup in his hand, Pat. You've been fine.
I mean, if he's running around with some Campbell's tomato soap, I'm not going anywhere near.
You don't have to prove it. Okay, we get it. It's kind of like us right now when you kind of reach towards us with all that stuff on your hand. It's like, get away.
Right, exactly.
It's a leper.
No, but yeah, exactly. So if that kid's running the court, I'm with those other guys. I'm just looking at him like, get away. I'm trying to shoo. I got a towel, and I'm trying to shoo him away. But I don't, why is everyone – it seems like people are making more of this.
What scares me is that there is no way to prevent it because of the proximity to the court that the fans have.
Of course not.
Now, most places, it's not an issue. And these are isolated incidents. We make a big deal about it. There was an incident on the court, though, with the fans, the storming of the court. In my heart, I love storming of the court. I think it's kind of cool. It does create a safety issue. I understand that. I would hate to think that a fan – would try to get in the face of a player. But you do have this, and we've talked about it before. It's not just basketball. We saw it happen in the Marcus Smart deal. The proximity doesn't make it easier. But there is this zoo mentality where you're going and you see the
My ticket. I can do anything I want.
And you
want
to poke the tiger with that stick through the cage and go, let's see if he gets riled up. But guess what? If the cage ain't there, the tiger's going to eat your face and you deserve it. Doesn't happen in basketball. If the kid goes after a fan, he's going to get, you know, they're going to be suspended or kicked off the team or whatever. It's really unfortunate.
Well, they arrested the kid, though.
They did.
So, yeah. And I mean, it remains a sin. I'm sure there's going to be consequences.
I hope so.
The worst incident I've ever seen, and it is the worst, was when that father and son came out and attacked that first base coach.
Yeah, Kansas City.
Oh, that was
nuts.
Yeah,
that was it's in White Sox. White Sox. Yeah. Against my Royals.
Yeah, that was the absolute worst that I've ever seen.
But anyway, do you ever worry about it? Do you ever keep an eye out? I can't help but think that you got to sort of, or somebody, you have any on your staff that keeps an eye out for something like that ever? When you go to Jonesboro?
Somebody throwing a coin in the back of your head?
No, Jonesboro's all right, man.
What about that, though? I mean, have you guys been ever in an incident with somebody as a player? Maybe?
Oh, I mean, in the NBA. No, I mean, when the Celtics rolled into Philly, it was... You know, it was on.
It's kind of like when Jackie
York,
Robinson went to Philly.
In New York.
Got nasty?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
And when we would pull out of the tunnel in Philadelphia, you could hear the coins hitting the bus.
Really?
Yeah. You could hear. I mean, they were lined up. They weren't there to greet. They were lined up when we pulled in. and it wasn't warm and fuzzy.
So you tell me that Dre Beats headphones commercial is similar to what you experienced?
Philadelphia's got a history of being rough. Yeah, I mean, we talked about Ben Chapman before.
They hate better than anybody in the world.
Well, yeah. Michael Irvin ended his career there, and they cheered when he got hurt.
Yeah,
they hit Santa Claus in the head with a beer bottle.
The city of brotherly hate.
This is a rough place.
They do
man.
Hate really good in Philly.
Have
you ever gotten in a tussle with a fan? That you can remember, or just somebody maybe leaning over
what
the
fan
railing?
Would be dumb enough to take him on?
There are people that have a death wish. I've seen it happen. Have you ever had to throw a fan through a plate glass window, or is that just Chuck's move?
That's Chuck's move.
Speaking of, okay, so I do want to, we'll get to that in a second, but what about coach decorum? Because that is also...
No, you got to be above the fray. You have to be above the fray.
I credit their coach. He did a good job. Frank Martin yesterday, who is a very intense guy, who is not afraid to go off. This is unprecedented that I can remember. No physical touching of a player, but verbal abuse that was so over the top in the opinion of the AD that the guy got suspended.
Well, wasn't there an incident earlier this year?
Yes, he's had multiple before
with Frank Martin.
He's got a history.
And so I think those are some things that we may know about.
He was seen on tape saying to a kid, "Answer the effing question, a-hole."
Here's my problem, Justin.
That's bad.
Justin, here's my problem that I have. Where you know what happens, it's we see everything during the games, okay? We see Frank Martin cussing a kid out during the game. We see a coach getting blowing up and Jim Boeheim getting kicked out. We see that during the game. Magnify that by 100 times of practice. These kids see that every day.
You better believe it.
You know what I'm saying? It's like if they really want to suspend Frank Martin, can you imagine what he says to his kids in the locker room at halftime?
But the difference is, Pat, you don't have fans seeing or hearing it. So, and I understand.
Here's a dirty little secret. Guess what? We all had that coach, and I know the person sitting in the last row in the rafters probably had that coach. We all did. Who was the first guy to try to start a fight with a referee?
The whole thing is. I mean, I've gotten on kids, and I've gone home, and I've apologized to kids before.
Yours or people you coach?
I yelled at this kid today.
Apologize.
I made you. I get to yell at you.
That's part of the perks. You know, but no, I mean, I've apologized to kids before, but I can honestly say that from my standpoint, I go out of my way. Yep. To be positive, to be encouraging, as all of our guys at UALR do, but you know you have to be held. Now I'm not saying what he said by any means is, but you can't get to where we start every time that a coach can't yell at a kid.
Yeah.
I mean you can't, but you can't do that.
That was my whole point. Like where is the line and who draws the line and who is the person that's watching all these coaches 24/7 to.
Anymore, everybody is.
In 1985, John Feinstein was given total access to the Indiana program. If you read Season on the Brink, Bobby Knight was doing things almost 30 years ago that made Frank Martin look like Mother Teresa.
Unfortunately, that's what got him fired, right?
Putting his
hands on that kid.
And if somebody comes out of the stands and goes after Knight would have hit him.
Yeah, he would have. And if not, one of his players probably would. Because the thing
Isaiah?
Is, they will go to bat for him for sure. All right, let's switch to the NBA. Joe, your boy Charles, I love him. He's so good. And sometimes we all have a tendency to overstate our case. So I'm going to play a
Charles.
First. Yeah, no, shocking. I'm going to play a first half highlight, Charles's halftime comments, and then the final call.
Pass deflected off the hand to Diaw. LeBron's got it on the run. LeBron to the rim, layup and in. Parker wasn't going to get in his way, and that's smart on Parker's part.
Miami's going to beat them. First of all, the Spurs, they've shot 62%. They should be up more. They shot like 75% the first quarter. They're only up 11. They're going to lose this game. You're not going to beat the Miami Heat on jump shots and things like that. Only way to beat the Miami Heat is pound them down low and get layups and just get them in foul trouble. The Spurs are not going to win this game. And let me tell you something. They are the third best team in the Western Conference, and if they get a bad first-round matchup, let's say the Houston Rockets or the Golden State Warriors, they're going to lose in the first round.
Norris Cole will bring it up as the Spurs blow out the Miami Heat by 24. Spurs 111, Heat 87.
He was almost right.
No.
What's up with your boy?
What did he say after the game?
I don't know. I don't have any of those.
He just he. I was watching last night.
I can hear him right
he
now saying, they played a great game, but I stand by my comments.
Can I say one thing about Barkley? And you need when next time you talk to him, you need to bring this up to him because this is a serious issue.
Yeah, quote Pat Bradley to him.
He is a self-loathing, guilty old man because but going back to 07 with the Celtics, the entire year,
his whole thing was personal.
No, because this caught my attention. And he's been saying this ever since. He goes, they're too old to win an NBA championship. You know what he says about the San Antonio Spurs? Those old guys, if you watch, and I watch the NBA TNT every time it's on, and I watch every minute of those guys, his number one thing is, those old guys cannot compete. Those old guys, and those old guys took Miami to seven last year.
Should have won.
Offensive rebound.
So ask him why he has such a problem with the older veterans aging in the league and not being able to win, because he's wrong.
I also remember another bad prediction. After LeBron led the Cleveland Cavaliers to the NBA Finals, he said, this team won't make the playoffs next year. How'd that work out for you? Anyway, hey, we've all been wrong before. I don't want to play all those clips back. We don't have that kind of time.
Charles puts it out there. You know, the beautiful thing about Charles is that half the time when he's saying it and it's wrong, and he's saying it, he knows it's wrong, and he still says it.
That's the way Bradley is.
Listen,
exactly.
Barkley's unique. Old people and young kids can get away with saying anything they want, and they won't get in trouble for it. They can say anything they want.
We've talked about it.
He's saying anything.
And Charles isn't old. He's 50.
No, but he's the unique character.
What Joe says is right, though. Nobody really takes him seriously, which is why a few years ago when he said, that's why I hate white people.
Right.
Nobody dislikes him for saying that. I wasn't offended by that.
He got mad at Michael Wilbon because he got misquoted in his autobiography. I'm serious.
I misquoted myself.
He was mad at Wilbon when he first did a book about himself.
How can you not love Charles Barkley? He's a great American.
He was misquoted in his own autobiography or whatever. I mean, it's like, that's when you know, I can't tell you the times we just sat in the locker room and just shook your head and just said, shut up, Charles.
Joe, this is the year, 2014, that he's actually, because of his time living in Alabama or having a residence there, that he can actually run for Alabama governor. Yeah. Has he given up that dream? Do you know?
Would you vote for him?
Are you kidding me?
Joe Klein once said,
"You know what? I mean, hey,
the only thing crazier than him being governor of Alabama is me being governor of Arkansas."
You see old boy up there in Toronto. I mean, come on,
Rob Ford.
It's true.
I mean,
him getting pulled over drunk and talking about how he's going to get a little action from a woman is child's play compared to Rob Ford.
So I mean, like Charles looks pretty capable.
He has switched parties twice. He was a Democrat, then he became a Republican, then he went back to being a Democrat.
And probably would make a pretty good politician because what he says today will be different tomorrow. Sorry, guys out there.
Hey, listen.
Here comes my audit.
You coach the Senate.
Would you be willing to sing at Christmas karaoke with Charles Barkley?
Welcome to the myth, the legend, Charles Barkley, center stage.
That's a big hit right here.
Yeah.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being Snoop Double Double G, but I somehow, someway, keep coming up with a funk-ass shit like every single day. Speak a little ass, something for the G to make a few.
What was this?
That was before the
All-Star weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I think it was. Yeah. He was also
this weekend.
This last time around, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Charles. Maybe Charles not. Needs to.
You two be good. I like that.
Charles needs to back away from the mic. I mean, some of them lyrics.
You know what I love about him though? He has a good time. He'll have some suds.
No, and I mean, he says the way you see him on TV is the way he is.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's why he's so popular.
I mean, we used to go play, and he would. He would go, come on, Joe, and we'd go, and I'd go, where are we going? We'd be in a hotel that's got a mall in there. And Charles and I would walk around the mall and go to the food court and eat. I mean, you ought to see that scene. I mean, but everybody would come up to him, and I mean, he would talk and be nice. And
one last thing. What's he have against San Antonio women? He's always calling them fat. Is something happened in San Antonio with him and the women? I don't know what it is. Can you think of anything?
Listen, I think
thanks for throwing me into that one. Oh yeah, I remember when Charles and I went out in San Antonio when Dana's listening, driving over here with a gun, you know.
Listen, I think 80% of the fans are great. 20%, I wish you could take him out back and just shoot him.
Yeah, you can't hold everything he says against him.
And then I was waiting on that one. I was waiting for him to say, and the other five.
Now, is it true?
That would be a Charles Barkley comment.
Is it
80%
true
of them are stupid. 20% don't know what they're talking about, and I can't even get into the other five.
Well, math wasn't offered as a major at Auburn, obviously. Is he a good tipper? I've heard that he is.
Charles Barkley is a great dude.
I love to hear that.
I mean, you would love him.
I love to hear anybody
out there who hates him, if they went out and they had dinner with him.
Sweet.
And then Charles wouldn't even try. He'd just be Charles. He'd be nice to you. He'd be cordial. I mean, from a superstar standpoint, he is the most approachable and nicest superstar that I've ever been around.
Hopefully he'll pay for dinner.
142-94. Worst loss for the Lakers. Worst or biggest win for the Clippers franchise. How about that in one fell swoop?
Wow.
And they did, and it was a Lakers home game. I know it's sort of a semantics, but still.
It's unreal.
It was the Lakers court. Anyway, Joe, how soon will the Lakers be back to contention? Before your kids have their own kids?
I mean, I don't know what they're doing with their salary cap and who they're going to be able to get. I can't see him. I mean, this is going to make everybody outraged, but I can't see it happening with Kobe. I mean, Kobe's getting $24 million a year. He's eating up a ton of space, like, and he's a.
You're Charles Barkley,
but I mean he's
you hate old people.
He's getting paid. He's getting paid megastar money, and in my opinion,
megastar money to sit on the bench.
And he can't. But I mean, he's not that dude anymore. He can't say he's not Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, you can say, get on my back. And let's roll.
Hey, can we start with Steve Nash?
How about we start with 2 years. Let's get the dude on the court.
Yeah, Steve's
gonna, at least played.
Steve's tried. Yeah, he's got nerves. He's got nerves.
Well, I know, but he's still on the payroll.
Well, but he's day to day at least. Kobe's not even appearing once in a while.
Well, one case I do think they got to get rid of the old guys.
Well, yeah. And I mean, but they're not. I don't know. I mean, whoever you bring in, who are you going to get to come in there?
I don't know. They've got cap issues for the next 10 years because of all this stupid stuff they've done.
Yeah, so I don't know.
All right, 10:53.
The NBA's better when the Lakers are good. So.
No doubt. I got no problem with that. Sterling Jim. Yeah.